And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 20th of April, 2010. It was on this day, 1841, the story The Murders in the Rue Morgue by Edgar Allan Poe was published in Graham's Magazine, considered now the first detective story ever published. He created the first fictional detective, C. Auguste Dupin, and the story introduced many of the elements of mysteries still popular today: the genius detective, the not-so-smart sidekick, the plodding policeman, and the use of the red herring to lead the reader off the track. It's the birthday of one of the founders of psychiatry, Philippe Pinel, born in Saint-André, France, 1745. He was the chief physician at an insane asylum in Paris in 1792, and when he arrived there, conditions were horrible, patients chained to the walls. People could pay a fee to come in and look at the crazy people. Pinel put a stop to all of that, and also the treatments such as bleeding and purging. He argued that the insane were not possessed by demons, they were just under a lot of stress, and he started treating people by talking to them about their problems. It's the birthday of Sebastian Falks, born in Newbury, England, 1953. He came from a family of lawyers. They all hoped he'd become a diplomat. He wanted to be a taxi driver. Until he was 15, he read George Orwell, decided he wanted to be a novelist. His first book came out in 1984, A Trick of Light, did not really do all that well. The second novel came out 5 years later, The Girl at the Lion d'Or, set in a French village in the 1930s, and then wrote another novel set in France, Birdsong, about a British soldier in World War I. It was a huge hit. It sold 3 million copies, still ranks high on British readers' surveys of favorite books. Here's a poem for today by Bert Kimmelman entitled Taking Dinner to My Mother. My mother sits on the edge of her bed, a scarf on her head to hide the gray hair she can no longer manage to dye black, her flesh falling away from the frame of her face and shoulders, loosened by the loss of weight when the body betrays the soul, when the body's pain forbids all desire. But tonight she is hungry, and I have come bearing corned beef and pastrami, bread, sour pickles, and a kasha knish. I help her to the table in slow, small steps, a pas de deux we have carried on, I realize, for almost 60 years. And I think of how sometime before I held my daughter's hands, bent over as she learned how to walk, the fact of balance which we live with until it abandons us, and how my mother, in a photograph, held me in the same way. Earlier today, I had stopped at a cafe, and sitting still for a moment, looking up from my book, I watched how at a nearby table a new mother fed her infant daughter, who sat up in her baby carriage, some bits of crustless bread held between thumb and forefinger, while her grandfather talked on. The smell of her mother's hand mingled with this first food, a small bird in her nest. At my mother's table, I fix her sandwich and tell her about her granddaughter who met a boy for a moment in a flea market who is now a first love. But my mother's eyelids are starting to lower, her head nodding forward slightly. So I gather her up and walk her back to her bed, sit her down and swing her swollen legs up and then under the covers, turn off all the lights but one, close and lock the door. A poem by Bert Kimmelman, Taking Dinner to My Mother, from As If Free, published by Talisman House, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.